Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Good morrow and welcome, and everyone, welcome back to Simon's Peculiar Portions.
The should be called Dab's Peculiar Portions.
Why?
Because, you know,
he's the
one
real
day
star.
He'll inherit this.
Oh, is he your next of kin? And
legally?
My next of kin. Right, we signed him into will.
Signed all the forms.
You got your Ribena there, you've got your stuff, you're all ready to go.
I got my stuff, I got my Ribena.
You're happy.
Slight Ribena.
What weird, wonderful peculiarities have we perchance come across this week in the world of mystery and excitement?
We have one or two amuse-bouche for you.
Amuse-bouche?
To amuse your bouche.
Is that French for funny mouth?
Your bouche.
Oh, my bouche.
Yes. Your very bouchy bouche.
Why did you look down? I really don't know what bouche.
It's mouth.
It could be
it
anything.
Just means mouth.
But you look down here.
Yeah, because it sounds like bush.
Oh, I see.
Your bouche.
It sounds also like a word for bum. It's kind of a round.
Oh.
Your bouche. Your caboose.
Leave my bouche hole alone. That could be either. Anyway.
That could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere.
So I've got a cup of tea. It says, I'll read out the little quote from this week. Tea tempers the spirits and harmonises the mind.
Useless wank. Isn't it just...
isn't it just, yes.
For fuck's sake.
That's from Lu Yu.
It may as well just say, ooh, tea. Oh, it's lovely.
It's brown,
lovely
isn't it?
Tea.
Isn't it good? Yes, you're right. It's a complete waste of time.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon.
You like TikTok, don't you?
Oh, I do. I love talking and ticking. I love
that's great.
Swiping
I'm almost
and
believing
going
it.
Up and down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TikTok out there at
there
the
is.
Moment.
And BikBok, was that the alien one we came up with?
I can't remember.
I think it was something like
I
that.
I can't carry on filling that question with more guff. Let's just...
Okay.
You have to just press on through my... idiocy.
Thing is, I like giving you enough rope to hang yourself.
Every week. Yeah. You just leave me filling the gaps. I can't... I have this weird aversion to silence. I have to fill it with inane muttering.
You just get a bit nervous. You get a bit nervous.
I do.
So there is a Mandarin and Cantonese tutor called Dr. Lin, who's been explaining what sort of Western names actually mean in Cantonese.
Like Simon.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't think she mentioned
We didn't
Simon.
Do any prep.
Well, the thing is, what we could
Lu,
do is we could reach
well, this
out
is
to
Lu
her.
Lu Yu.
Oh!
My quote. So it could be Louis. Probably is. Louis. Probably
yeah,
is.
But we don't know what that means.
Let's reach out to her.
We could do. Dr. Candice Lin, if you're there.
Let us know what our names mean. Why is she in the news, though? Well, I mean, this is the Daily Mirror, so we're using news in the broadest possible terms.
Okay, so she's gone viral with all these videos explaining what the names mean. So
she upset a lot of people. What? What does it turn out then? What's wrong?
So, if your name ends with a C or sound, like Jesse,
Sai, oh,
Daisy,
C. Daisy,
Rosie, for example, it sounds like C. Now, the problem with C in Cantonese is that there's about 12 different ways of saying it, depending on how you stress it.
Oh, I see.
Right?
It's like C.
You literally immediately said, oh, I see.
Oh, well, shit, okay. Yeah.
So C literally just means shit.
C.
Well, it can, depending on how you stress it.
Right, like Rosie.
I think it can also, there's the famous poem. So I think it can be lion, cave, meat, river, house, hospital, clouds. I think it can mean anything, pretty much.
What famous there's a famous poem that goes lion, hospital, clouds, shit.
There's the famous poem, which is literally just C, 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 over and over and over again.
Right. It's like one of those little language games that they have sometimes.
Buffalo, like, buffalo, buffalo,
that's
buffalo.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Because buffalo, 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 buffalo. Because buffalo means like 20 different things.
Mm.
But obviously no one knows that.
Oh, it's she.
She.
Lion-eating poet in the stone den. It's 94 characters, and every single one of them is pronounced she. But the tones differ.
Yes. Like buffalo, 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 buffalo,
she,
buffalo,
she,
buffalo.
She.
You have to tell the story. Exactly. You have to tell the story. So what the tone, is she saying the tone for Rosie, the way that like that is said, means rose poo?
Well, I don't know. Well, no, rose, so rose means old.
Old poo.
Ro means old.
So Rosie means old shit.
It means old shit, yeah. Wow. Rosie means old shit.
I've got a few people who'll be very disappointed to hear this news.
Yeah, most of them called Rosie.
Mostly, yeah.
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 Jesse means bird shit. And Maisie. Maisie means beautiful shit.
Beautiful
so,
shit.
I mean, that's not so bad, is it?
Well, what?
You know?
Define a beautiful shit. You know? Are we saying like a perfect ice cream, Mr. Whip? You know, one of those poop emojis, like the classic.
You don't want to have done that in real life, though, because that would have meant. It's just came out in one long, solid bowel movement where you're just, and your asshole is just wide open for like, I don't know, what's the average length of time people use the toilet, have a poo, 20 minutes? Your arse is just
amount.
A gape. Yeah, from about the average amount, 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be quite smooth, though, if your poo was... I think Mr. Whip is like the ideal poo, isn't it?
Well, no, I think you don't want it to be... I mean, that's a lot of fibre if you're doing that much.
I think... Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, on the scale of poo, you know, there is one, which we're not going to go into now.
It's
you know.
Called the Bristol Stool Chart, Lewis.
Yeah, I know.
We all know
Pat films are big fans. But no, it's... I think, like, a nice whippy is a good one, right?
Okay.
On a cone with a flake. But the flake is also a poo. We've been through this whole thing before. You know what it's all about. You've thought about it. You know where we're going. We don't need to delve too deeply into it. Let's just leave it there and move on.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Other names that are, you know...
Issy, which I don't think I ever heard that as a name. Issy.
Mm-hmm.
Issy. I-S-S-Y.
Sure, I've known... Like Izzy.
Yeah, but it's Issy. Not Izzy. Anyway, that means ear shit. Josie means morning shit.
Ear shit. How? What is that? It's nothing. Morning shit. Sure, that's normal.
Yeah.
But sissy
means double shit.
Well, because it's shit. I guess isn't it?
Cc.
Double shit.
Shit.
These are standard names, sure.
Right, and then there are the names that aren't shit.
Related.
Yeah. So there's David, which means huge appetite, which isn't bad, is it?
Huge appetite.
Doesn't mean bad.
I like huge. That's such a specific translation.
Yeah, I mean...
Huge appetite.
We're taking her word for this as well, as of the Daily Mirror. So she, this could all be bullshit. Or
Posey.
Posey, yeah.
As the name is, yeah.
Susan means god of bad luck. Robert means carrot. And Ryan means, well, Ryan basically means bad guy, but I think there's...
Bad guy.
I think there's a bit of artistic license with
like
that
like villain.
One. Yeah. But Robert meaning carrot. Now, I have my doubts about that, right?
Yeah. Why?
Can you imagine going to a Chinese market and saying, can I have a bag of Roberts, please? £2 of Roberts, please. I don't...
It sounds like Cockney rhyming slang, doesn't it? It's like Robert the Bruce, Spruce. Oh, what the fuck rhymes with carrot?
Tarot. No.
We need...
Parrot.
Parrot.
Yeah.
Bruce the Parrot, carrot. There you go. That's how the story Cockney rhymes.
Okay,
slang.
Bruce the Parrot means carrot, so therefore Robert means
Robert
carrot.
Robert the Bruce. Robert's the carrots.
Robert the Bruce. Bruce is the name of parrot.
That's how you remember it.
Okay, well, I'm never going to forget
it's
this.
It's very
now.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. It's important to have, like, visualization.
But that is how Cockney rhyming slang works.
Yeah.
And I think that is more likely to be the... Maybe Cantonese is just...
I'm pretty sure that, you know, the... You know, there's a version of the Daily Mirror in China where they're, like...
Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
The name, like, Shishuan means...
Well, no, it'd be an English guy saying, oh, hey, yeah, his name's Brian. Unfortunately, I've got bad news for you. If your name is Ling, that means, in English, it doesn't mean anything, actually.
None of them do.
Yeah.
Wong, yeah. And like that's the most common name in the world, isn't it?
I guess Wang.
Well, that means something.
Yeah.
Actually. Oh my god, it's the same.
I mean, Korean would be better because at least they've got like moon and stuff. And moon obviously means moon.
Mm.
And park means a park or to park.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that would be better. So, yeah, maybe, you know, that's an idea if you want to do that for TikTok.
On my
we can get Sarah to do it for us.
She runs the Yorkshire TikTok. She's very funny.
Lewis pretending to be a Korean tutor.
If your name is Wang, that means cock in English.
I do worry that this might cause some problems on the internet. Well, that's my only...
But that's the definition of success on the internet.
Wang.
Yeah, like, no, causing problems.
Sorry, I thought you were still doing the
bit. There's this weird thing.
Wang means success.
There's this weird thing where the more closer to the edge of what's allowed you are, the more popular and successful you get.
Right.
And so you get this kind of odd, like, grey area where people are really towing the line between what's allowed, and they're the most successful people. Or the most successful, like casinos in on like the border of a country where they're not allowed and stuff like this, you know?
Right.
It's always like it's like towing the line. It's a phenomenon. Smart people, you can look it up. There's a name for it. I can't
remember. Smart people wouldn't have to look it up; they would already know it. Dumb people, look it up.
Right. Idiots. Smart people, you already know it. So why are you watching this stupid thing? Go on. Go watch something else.
Let's see if there's like any a more Sudoku. Names.
Go watch a Sudoku.
I love that they always have any sort of social media thing that goes viral. They have to say what people reply with. So
right,
a lot of people
why?
Liked and commented on the videos, admitting they found them hysterical. One person replied, "I am dying."
Right. Well, that might be a cry for help.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Please, I'm calling an ambulance.
It's very irresponsible of the Daily Mirror to ignore that comment.
Yeah.
That's not cool, Daily Mirror. What are you doing? Well, that is bad news for Rosie. What was it? Old shit.
Old shit.
I'll tell her. I think she'll find it funny.
I mean, try and break the news gently, if possible. Don't just say, you're old shit.
I'm terribly sorry to let you know.
But you're old shit.
No, but I wouldn't say that, would I? No.
Well, I mean...
What does that even mean? You're old shit. What's that going to mean?
Wow.
If you came to me and said that, I'd be like, what does that mean?
And then I'd have to explain.
Oh, right.
It's like a way to start a conversation. You're old shit.
No, no. Is that... okay, well, no, I suppose that is better than a lot of the ways I do currently start conversations.
Yeah.
Do we have more stories?
We have many more.
Wow. Well, let's begin the slow and steady process of working our way through them to the eventual end of finding something which is possibly...
Should we do the other language? Was it the other language one?
There's another language story.
We got a theme.
Really?
Yes.
Mostly the theme
is animals.
Accidental animals, yes. Yeah.
Well, this is an animal story, Lewis.
We love animals on Peculiar Portions. We love it.
We do. This is a very new story as well.
It's a new story.
News? From 2.5 years ago.
Brilliant.
But it is about...
It doesn't matter.
It is about a parrot that speaks Spanish. Mm. Which is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or as they say, très bon in Spain.
Do they?
Yeah.
In Espanol.
Do you know any Spanish?
No. What is good?
Gracias.
Bueno.
Gracias.
Dos buenos.
Gracias.
We don't learn any Spanish. We learn French and German.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't consider the Spanish to be important.
Yeah, in Europe, hardly anyone speaks Spanish in Europe. Spanish do, obviously. Portuguese don't. In America, everyone speaks Spanish.
A lot of people. Yeah, and if you're anywhere near the border, like Florida or California.
I guess if you're on the border of Canada, you probably speak French.
A little bit, maybe, a little bit. But I consider that to be a little bit like the Wales of America.
And if you're on the coast, you probably speak dolphin?
Yeah, or whale.
Yeah.
Song. Like that. Like the plaintive cry. Very nicely done. Mine was more like someone falling off a building. In the distance, though, as opposed to being sat next to them. What is this? Are you going to do the little thing when you say Lewis and all that?
Hey, Lewis.
You don't have to. We can carry on.
Lewis, all right. I like it. If you insist, all right, let's do things your way.
Let's do it, though, then.
Hey, Lewis. Have you heard about the parrot?
Hello.
About... Hey, what? Lewis! Fucking... Get it off!
Oh, he's so soft.
He is, isn't he?
Isn't he soft when he savages
you? Give him a stroke.
He's lovely. His teeth are just so gentle. Oh, he's lovely. Look at him. Oh, he's lovely. He loves his ears being scratched.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Look at him.
What a good boy. What a good... Oh, his lipstick's out, Lewis. Jesus. Right. So...
Tom, stop laughing. You're setting me off. This isn't... You're not allowed to laugh.
Hey, Lewis! Have you heard about the parrot that learned Spanish?
No, I haven't. But I'm excited to find out more. Please tell me.
So there
is... Is this news?
There was a British man...
We'll see.
...who lived in California, and he had this parrot, and he loved this parrot more than anything.
Yeah. I love... African greys are...
His parrot's name...
They live to, like, 60 years old.
69 years old.
69.
The name of this parrot...
It's the average age, is it?
Name of this parrot is Nigel.
God, do you know what that means in Chinese?
No.
It means humongous dick. That's what it means.
Humongous dick.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Nigel, I like that we've got all this auto-playing shit on this fucking website. I love it more than anything in the world.
I love the way you wrestle with the internet like the biggest boomer.
I love this shit so much. Auto-playing stuff. Moving adverts, taking up all the screen.
Look at that man with his lovely beard.
What a handsome man.
Why don't you buy a lovely brawn beard shaver? It'll deal with something.
So Nigel, the African grey parrot. His owner was called Darren Chick.
Darren Chick, nominative determinism once again.
Darren Chick.
He's a chick.
He's a man.
He's a member of the Chick family. He's a chick.
Oh, Mr. Chick.
Yeah, the Chick dynasty.
So his parrot moved out, flew away from home.
That's bad.
Went on holiday.
Happens. Well, it's a bit scary when your parrot escapes.
Yeah.
Because they're domesticated often and they don't know how to survive in the wild. They don't know what's going on. Imagine you had been imprisoned in like a little cage for your whole life. And then suddenly you realize there was like this outside world that you could fly around in. They don't even really know that they can, what happens when they fly up in the air and stuff. It's very scary.
Oh my God.
For captive parrots and stuff to be.
It's looking for something to eat, but it can't find like any like dried cuttlefish anywhere.
Exactly. So they get a bit disorientated and they get into trouble if they escape. So yeah, if you see a wild exotic bird out in the street, tell someone, because it's probably a pet that's escaped and it needs help. They don't live for very long on their own. What? I'm just saying.
When you say tell someone, anyone in particular or just...
Google it.
Tell Google.
Look it up. There's people. There's people out there.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to let people know. Post it on Reddit. I don't know. Do something.
But in, like, London, there's a whole bunch of, you know... Like,
escape parrots everywhere eating bin food, like seagulls. Are there?
Yeah.
Okay. Loads of them. But this happened in California... No, this happened... No, he flew away in California.
Yeah. No. Okay.
What's happening?
So, obviously, the confusion is the owner's British.
Living in California.
Yeah. Not the owner was in Britain and the parrot flew to California and learned Spanish.
This is why I'm confused about the story.
That's not what happened.
Right.
Obviously.
Darren.
Darren Chick. You know.
Not a bird.
He was like.
Had a pet bird.
Come on, Nigel. Come on. Come and have your dinner. And he like puts down like dog food in a bowl for Nigel.
Whatever parrots eat.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Mangoes, seeds, coconut, cucumber.
And, you know, the
parrot stuff.
The fucking windows just open just a tiny bit. Nigel
squeezes out.
He senses freedom.
Yeah.
He goes for it. He's gone. Nigel's free.
In California.
Yeah.
Which is probably fine for parrots. It's quite a nice climate.
So
it's quite warm.
He could have moved in with a lovely Mexican
lady.
Family, Latino family, Latino. Gracias.
Bueno.
And he learned Spanish from them. Or he flew to Mexico or flew to Spain. Maybe he went to night school. I don't know.
Right. Well, what?
Maybe he got the Duolingo app because he saw the owl and he was like, oh, this is for birds.
I think you've thought about
I
this
don't know how he was
way
doing
too
this.
Much.
Like,
with the beak.
Yeah.
So he flew to Spain.
Yeah.
Downloaded Duolingo.
Yeah.
Learned Spanish.
And he was fluent. When he came back, fluent in Spanish.
So he eventually returned, did he? How many years later?
4 years. He was gone for 4 years. So he mentions the word Larry a lot. This is interesting. Mr. Chick says his bird's British accent is gone.
Replaced by fluent Spanish. Well, because African grains are the most speaky birds. They're the ones that repeat and talk the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're quite, they really do love their owners and repeat what their owners say. So yeah, he obviously got adopted by some Spanish family who loved him.
And but some who's guy Larry?
Called, well, maybe they called him Larry. Maybe they called him the bird Larry.
Oh.
Maybe Nigel became Larry.
Larry wants a fajita! No, he's a fajita. Fajita.
It's very British.
It took a few years, but eventually he got there.
He just spoke louder in English until he got what he wanted. Dos cervezas, si vous plaît.
Oh my God.
Gracias.
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 But no, eventually he... blended in to became Larry, a very Spanish name.
Yeah. Well, is it Larry?
Anywho, how did he come back? is what I want to know, because, and is it really the same bird? Do you know what I mean? Did he just end up getting a sim? I'm always a little bit dubious in these situations.
Nigel had a microchip.
Right.
So they were able to track him down.
With GPS?
yeah, sure.
Or was it just one of those ones that tells you who he is?
And, well, that's it, basically. They tracked him down. I thought there was more to it.
Nigel was discovered by Julia Sperling, who owns a dog grooming parlour, after she took him in as he matched a missing pet advertisement she had seen.
And he was saying, what happened in Spanish? What is what happened in Spanish?
He was the happiest bird. He was singing and talking without control. He was barking like the dogs. I'm from Panama. Irrelevant. And he was saying, what happened?
What happened?
What the bird was saying, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm confused about who's saying what.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Larry! Larry!
Like... Right, he's like trying to tell someone.
Yeah.
He's been through a traumatic experience. He's barking like dogs. He's been living wild, I think, for a while, fitting in, living on the streets.
It's weird because obviously, like, his owners...
It's been a whole...
Or whoever it was.
...journey of... It's adventure. You could write, like, a story.
Oh, my God.
The adventures of Nigel.
I'm just trying to picture it. Nigel's been taken in by a family.
It's not a very good name for a parrot.
Well, that's maybe why he got renamed Larry. Or was it Larry? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you took in a parrot and it's, you know, it wouldn't necessarily tell you its name, would it?
Nigel? Nigel wants a cracker?
Maybe it does, yeah.
You'd be like, oh, hello, Nigel.
Nigel wants a cracker.
Nigel, you're called Larry now. No, my name's Nigel!
Yeah. Nigel won't get a cracker unless he calls himself Larry.
Larry wants a cracker!
He learns fast.
But obviously the owners must have said what happened to him.
Oh, I see.
So he must have heard the phrase what happened quite often.
I see, to him.
What context would they have said that, though?
Well, I think maybe lots of people saw him out on the street and were like, what happened to you? Are you okay? What happened? Are you okay?
¿Qué pasó, my poor little...
¿Qué pasó? And they fed him, like,
birdie
crackers or whatever they have in Spain. Fajitas, I guess.
In Spain?
Mm.
He wasn't well, in he went Spain.
Well, where did he go? He could have been.
He just,
how else did he learn Spanish?
He flew, like, two blocks.
Yeah, he did.
And he was in a bin outside a Mexican restaurant.
He flew, like, next door.
Eating queso.
An American family picked him up. They happened to speak Spanish.
Whatever it is.
They thought he was Spanish because he was a... I don't know. Maybe he said, like, fajita or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they... Or tortilla. Maybe he likes, like, the little crisps and the chips. They like the little crisps.
The little birds. Crisps.
They like Doritos. Don't feed your birds Doritos. But apparently they do like them. But don't do that.
They love them, but don't give them to them.
Yeah.
They can never have them.
They can't. They're getting very fat.
Yeah. I can't imagine a fat parrot. Is this good?
I've seen a few. They get very fat.
Oh, do I want to look this up?
Fat parrot.
I kind of do.
You want to Google the words fat parrot? Yeah, cockatoos will get fat. Look at that fat boy.
Well, I don't know what I was expecting.
I don't think they get that fat. Just get a little bit chunky.
Yeah. So, I wanted to see... Oh, like this. Splendid parrot. Some of this is just an orb. Just a fucking brightly coloured orb.
Orb, yeah. Well, it's like owl legs. You know about owl legs?
What?
Well, owls are mostly... They've got big legs.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't look like they have legs because they're, like, hidden.
Yeah.
They're weird.
So when you, like, lift up their skirts, you get to see their lovely long legs.
Owl legs, yeah. But they look like they're kind of just a... They've got little penguin-y legs.
Yeah.
But no, they
Oh, my God, a penguin's got really long legs as well.
Hidden under their suit.
I think they must do.
No, they can't. They're not. They're waddlers, you know. They're not graceful like an owl. What? Don't be sad.
That's just rude.
Do you associate with a penguin?
Well, maybe a little bit. You know, waddling.
You're a waddler?
You know.
I've done a bit of waddling in my time. Eating a few fish.
Oh, they made you shit yourself. That's yeah. why you waddled.
Yeah. Well, oh. it can happen.
Lewis.
Simon.
Hey.
Hi.
Have you heard about the cafe in Bristol, the new one that's opened?
Ooh, no. Is it nice?
It's a real shithole.
Really?
But it used to be a toilet.
Did it?
Yes.
It's probably called, like, hosey in Chinese. You could call it, like, something nice, couldn't you?
What do you think it is actually called?
Oh, a new cafe. Is it got a cool little pun? Is it called... I'm trying to think of a pooping, a toilet related pun. Was it a toilet related pun?
It could be something like, I don't know, bangers and mash, referring to turds and toilet paper stained with piss.
That's so specifically awful. Where did that come from? That's not even, I mean, I don't think of bangers and mash as a shit reference at all, but now I do. Tom is uncontrollable laughter over there.
Bangers and mash.
Where did that come from? I think bangers and mash is more of a sexy thing. It's like more of a sort of...
It's a cafe, right?
Wouldn't it be like, okay. I don't know, like I'm just trying to think of a squatty, like a potty. I can't think of I'm just, sorry, I can't do it.
Maybe the water closet or something.
I see.
Something classy. The water closet.
That does sound classy.
WC's Cafe.
The little boys' room.
Smallest room in the house.
Yeah, the smallest room. That works.
The rest room.
Yeah.
Come and have a rest. And a cup of our lovely brown, steaming hot coffee.
Yes, well said. No, well, by all means, this is local, is it?
This is local.
Well, I've seen, I mean, they've been turning public toilets in London into bars, trendy bars, for a long time.
Cloakroom. It's called the Cloakroom.
Very cool. Whoa. Yeah, there you go. It was easy. And so what? It's a public toilet that's been turned into a cafe. Are you concerned by the millions of people who've pissed and shitted in that area? It's like haunted by the spirits and the spiritual. You know, people have been taking pisses and shits in there for a long time. Hundreds of years, perhaps.
Who are the ghosts, though? People that died whilst pissing and shitting?
I'm not saying they're the ghosts. I'm just saying...
The poo and the pee are the ghosts.
But it's like a site where you've... Like an ancient worship site, okay? Where people have prayed for a long time. You know, it's...
Please, God, let this be over!
It has like a 100 years of energy...
Oh, that's a double flusher.
Of people doing that.
Yeah.
Does that permeate the atmosphere? Is an atmosphere of relief?
I mean, I think they probably clean the place very well.
What I'm getting at is a toilet like a relief, a place of worship, where people are like, oh, thank God there's a public toilet here. I really need to poo or pee. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't want to go in the street.
I'm trying to understand.
You don't want to go home. You want to stay out.
Do you think that there's a certain sort of psychic energy to the place?
I know a public toilet has a bad vibe because they usually... Some people don't treat them as well as they should, but...
Some people do drugs and cottage.
In there, exactly. Well, we don't want that.
Sometimes you find a little hole and you're sat there on the loo and then you feel something poke through the hole and tickle your ear hole.
And what do you do in that
situation? Give it a slap.
Do you?
Hard as you can.
What happens if it just gets bigger when you do that?
Their milk come out.
That's so sudden.
Yeah, well...
Well, you've obviously got a wealth of experience in areas like this. So obviously, would you visit... Shall we pop down to the cloakroom for a cup of coffee, cup of chai? Sounds fine. I've definitely been to ones in London that were ex-public toilets, and they were fine.
There are a lot of Victorian era public toilets in London that all got converted into fucking little cafes, little shops.
They're all underground, a lot of them, like in the middle of the street. You know, it'll be like a little archway.
Yeah.
And you'll go down and it'll be, you know, lovely, nice tiling.
It's weird.
It's very, like, washable. You can wash the whole thing, hose it all down.
There'd be like a column, like a, this round column just in the middle of nowhere. And you'd walk up to it and there'd be like a spiral staircase down. And you'd enter a magical world of a London public bathroom.
Mm. Yeah, there'd be like shiny silver trays filled with mysterious liquids.
Ooh.
There'd be porcelain bowls filled with strange brown snacks. Mm.
Do you think that's what they're not going for that at the cloakroom?
Brownies,
right?
And
here's our brownie, and they've shaped it into a fucking turd.
And it, yeah. Well, better than a Mr.
They
Whip.
They serve it in a little toilet.
Well, are you saying that that's the healthy one, is the sort of brownie texture?
I guess. I think
we're going back to this,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. From... Pooh's got to have some softness to it. It can't just be rock hard.
Or,
that's bad.
Or Mr. Whippy. It can't be lickable.
It can't just be liquid.
So what, the brownie?
Like the chocolate sauce you pour over the brownie.
Right, no, it can't be there.
No.
But the brownie itself, I think, is too... What is the perfect brownie, though? Is it the perfect poo? Is the perfect brownie also the perfect poo as well?
I think so. I think if we could do a Venn diagram of the perfect poo and the perfect brownie...
The texture is identical.
Yeah.
So if you're eating a brownie, then you think this brownie is perfect. Mm. Just take a second to think... This is also the texture of the perfect poo.
And if an alien were to watch you through a telescope and see you eat a brownie and then go and have a poo, they would think, my God, very efficient digestive system on these humans.
Yeah. If we abduct them and then we know exactly what to feed them.
Yeah.
They love those
turds.
Brown... Exactly. They wouldn't know. Would they? Maybe they would.
I don't know.
We don't know. They're aliens. Their thought process is inherently different to ours.
That's true. That's true.
You know, they may well have a completely different perspective on brownies to how we do, you know, and public toilets. You know, they may consider them to be fun event spaces.
Maybe they don't have public toilets. Maybe they just go wherever.
Yeah, maybe they don't go at all.
Maybe they don't have, like, bladders, you know, like mice or whatever. And they just pee everywhere.
Or maybe they're on their heads and they just do it as a greeting, you know, to other folk, other aliens. Hello, and they just piss all over them.
Oh, God.
I know, it'd be awful.
Can you imagine that? You know, they land on the lawn of the White House. They come outside their spaceship. Joe Biden's there looking awkward.
Hey, I'm old.
Yeah, stumbling around.
I'm Joe Biden. Are you aliens?
And
where
he reaches out his
from?
Hands to shake hands with them.
I'm
old. The president of Earth! And then they just piss all over him. All of them. All
oh,
the aliens.
Oh my gosh, I normally have to pay for this.
That works better
that
with
was the other
Donald.
One. Yeah, yeah, it was 45.
It's better with the other one.
Not 46, yeah.
It still works. I think it works.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
I don't know Biden's kinks. Maybe he enjoys being peed on.
He's an alien to us. We have no inherent knowledge of his
thought processes.
Likes or dislikes. Yeah. Unless we look at his Facebook page. I'm sure it'll be on there.
I'm just seeing if they got anything interesting
people
to say about
people post everything about themselves on the web nowadays.
I don't think there's anything interesting about it.
That's the end of the story. It's good that it's open, though.
Look how much they bought it for. 215 grand.
Public toilets are selling for 215 grand at auction.
In Bristol?
Damn, son.
It's a bargain.
Man, I should sell my toilet. Someone might want to open a cafe.
What, in your house, you'll just sell your toilet?
Well, it's trendy.
How are people going to get to it, though?
That's part of it. You know, it's like those hidden bars.
You're going to have people that are desperate for a piss racing through your house.
Well, but, you know, they don't know it's there. It's like those hidden bars. It's like trendier as a result.
The trendy toilet.
These things don't have to make money anyway now. They're all just a tax write-off for the banks, you know?
Well, for the owner of it, Alfred Fitzgerald.
I love hanging out in public toilets, me. Now, I've got a bar to do it in. I've got a legitimate reason to be here.
Hey, look, he fell in love with the building. That's what he says.
Building?
It's a building. Look.
Oh. No, it's...
Needs a fucking wash, doesn't it?
Drain pipe. Someone get a power washer on the front.
Someone hose that fucking shit down.
Where is this? It's quite nice. Got little tables outside. I like it.
How can we
visit? Should have a glass of piss. I mean, lemonade. Whatever they sell.
Oh my god, it's really
close. Like next door.
It's close to us.
It's like 5 minutes walk.
It's really fucking close to us.
Scroll out.
It's really close.
Oh my god, it's there.
It's fucking there. It's on that corner.
Oh my god, it's like just there. It's opposite the Esso. I'll pop in. Yeah, there you go. It's actually
That's it. That's the toilet. Well, it used to be.
Quite a classy looking toilet. I'd take a shit there.
I mean, it's easy to find it because of the fucking whale.
There's a giant whale graffiti.
Although it may not be a whale anymore. It may
be something
else.
Is that a University of Bristol advert?
Yeah.
Uncertain world. What is that whale doing? What the fuck is wrong with that whale?
It looks guilty, doesn't it? Oh my god, I went... There we are. Look at that fucking thing.
What's happening? Man, there's some weird shit in Bristol, huh?
They just... I guess it's for whatever it is that... Oceanography or something, right? Oceanography?
Yeah, that's how University of Bristol advertised their oceanography course.
They put a...
fucked up whale next to a public
toilet.
That's
not a whale. That's like a Nessie, isn't it? It's like a plesiosaur. Plesiosaur. And that's a trilobite.
Right. I don't think they thought that far when they did
this. Oh my god, look, it's a coffee shop now. What the fuck?
That's the whole story.
No, no, look.
It's called the Cloakroom Cafe.
No, look.
What are you talking about?
From one angle, it wasn't. And then from another angle, it was. It was on a different day. What the fuck?
Look. Oh, I see. It was closed there, right?
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, it's only just opened. It's in the news. What
and
do you mean,
you
what the fuck?
And then you go over here, and then it's an open cafe. The Cloakroom. It's even got the signs on and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's how time works.
Look, it's open Monday to Sunday, 9 to 15.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously...
You can have a sit outside, look. It's nice.
I wonder if it has a toilet.
Oh, that's what you should do. You should go and say, oh, can I use the toilet? That's customers only, please, sir. Oh,
well, I was joking because it used to be a toilet.
Very funny, sir. Are you buying anything?
Can I have a latte and use the toilet?
Certainly.
Where's the toilet?
What kind of nut milk do you want?
I don't mind, I just need the toilet. Just give me the coconut milk.
Coconut milk?
Yes, please.
Coconut isn't a nut, actually. It's a fruit. I don't know.
How do you know it's not a nut, then? Bean. It's a very large, hairy bean.
Coconut is a bean.
It's a drupa.
It's actually a pea.
Pea?
Yeah.
That's what I need. All right. That is enough of that.